Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. It's important that we have a basic understanding of what is meant by abolitionist veganism as understood by this page. Since there appears to be many misconceptions and appropriations of the term, which causes some confusion today. Abolitionist veganism is a non-violent grassroots political movement. Abolitionists understand veganism is an ethical position. We reject all forms of animal use and recognize that non-human animals belong to the moral community. Abolitionist vegans reject the property status of non-human animals. Abolitionist vegans do not use animals for food, clothing, entertainment, or other reasons. Veganism is not a diet. Veganism should not be about anthropocentric benefit, though the ancillary benefits of being vegan are many, including health and climate change. Our society generally believes that it is wrong to inflict unnecessary suffering and death on animals. We cause suffering and death of animals when we intentionally breed them into existence to exploit them as resources. The fact is that our use of animals is unnecessary because we can easily meet our nutrition requirements from a balanced plant-based diet and other non-animal sources, and we have alternatives for other animal uses. Our animal use is for trivial reasons of palate pleasure, habit, convenience, tradition, and entertainment. It is unnecessary and morally unjustifiable. Abolitionist vegans reject the widely held and popular belief that anything remotely pro-animal is animal rights. We recognize that all animal use is abuse. We believe that it is not how animals are being used that is the issue, but that they are being used that is the problem. If we truly claim that animal exploitation is morally wrong, then we must reject all use, including the false and misleading notion that there's such a thing as humane animal exploitation. And I invite you to listen to the podcast episode, Humane, What's in a Word, to find out more about this issue. Abolitionist vegans reject the notion that animals do not have an interest in continuing life, that they only care how they are being used and killed. We do not respond to the horror of animal slavery by thinking we need to find better ways of doing the wrong thing, which is what people call today animal welfare reform. Abolitionist vegans recognize that even if there were such a thing as humane exploitation of animals or humane slaughter, animal use would still be unjust and unethical. We reject the widely held belief that regulation of animal exploitation will lead to the abolition of animal exploitation for a number of reasons. And I will post some links to various articles and blog posts in the information section. And if you could also please check out the recommended reading section for more about abolitionist veganism. We do not believe in the notion that promoting better ways of exploiting animals is doing something for animals. Welfare reform has been around for over 200 years, and we are seeing more animals being used in more terrible ways than ever before. Therefore, we believe welfare is wheel spinning and entrenches animals further in the property paradigm. Abolitionist vegans understand that if these reforms and improvements were applied to humans, they would be considered torture, and the improvements for animals will only go as far as industry will allow, and that means only insofar as it does not negatively impact on their profits. Abolitionist veganism is a separate movement, distinct from the current humane use, happy animal slavery, happy animal products movement. We don't ask for donations, we just want the public to become vegan. We do not endorse happy animal slavery, happy animal products, meat-free Mondays, reducitarianism, carnism, or any of those half measures the conflation of vegetarianism with veganism, flexitarianism, utilitarianism, and various other forms of speciesism and speciesist promotions we reject. We do not partner with animal industry, peddle animal products for industry, or put our stamp of approval on and profit from the sale of animal products, all commonplace in the animal movement today. Abolitionist vegans recognize it is pointless to attack suppliers of animal products and the animal use industry because we recognize that it is the non-vegan public who create demand for animal use and animal products, and they are our target audience for vegan education. Industry is just meeting demand. We understand if there were no demand for animal products and animal use, there would be no supply, no business, and no industry. Abolitionist vegans reject fetishizing one species over another. We recognize that all species have equal moral value. Therefore, we reject single-issue campaigns because they reinforce speciesism and say to the public that one form of animal use is worse than another and that some species are more important than others. Abolitionist vegans recognize that all species have equal moral value. Abolitionists reject the widely held view promoted by large animal and vegan organizations that veganism is daunting or extreme or purist, absolutist, divisive, idealistic, optional, and so on. We reject the commonplace belief that the public are not intelligent enough or are not ready to accept a morally consistent, clear vegan message. Therefore, we reject the baby steps or the every little bit helps approach, which is widely promoted by large animal organizations, because it is both speciesist and patronizes the public. We recognize that veganism is a marathon, not a sprint. We recognize we cannot donate our way out of this problem, and donations will not discharge our moral obligation to other animals. We understand there is no quick fix. We do not promote the idea that everyone will become vegan overnight, but understand that veganism, like any other social justice movement, will spread exponentially and incrementally, and that veganism is not a one-plate-at-a-time approach. We view being vegan and refusing to participate in this violence as the minimum standard of decency. We do not lobby governments because this is a waste of time and resources at this stage. We do not try to boycott or ban or try to improve or change laws because abolitionist vegans recognize that only when there is a significant number of vegans, and that means ethical vegans, in society, will there be a push to abolish the property status of animals, and only then will there be significant and lasting change for non-human animals. Abolitionist veganism is a non-violent movement. Promoting veganism, the ethical position, is the most important form of social activism we can participate in today. Abolitionist vegans, as a logical extension of advocating justice and non-violence, reject all forms of discrimination, like racism, sexism, heterosexism, speciesism, ableism, and so forth, since all forms of discrimination are faces of the same ignorance, based on an irrelevant criterion, and classifying groups as other, making them acceptable targets of injustice and violence. Let us reject the vague, confused, and speciesist ideas promoted today, which do so much harm to the cause of rights for non-humans. Please promote ethical veganism only, and educate others to do so. It is the morally consistent and most effective way to abolish animal exploitation. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye for now.